The Tortoise and the Hare. The tortoise and the hare lived with many other animals in the forest. None of the other creatures liked the hare because he was such a braggart. The tortoise decided to take him down a peg or two and challenged him to a race. At this time, hares did not hop, but ran very quickly on 2 feet instead. The hare agreed immediately. He knew that there was no way the tortoise could outrun him. The forest creatures set up a 10-mile race course. They met at the starting line at dawn the next morning. The hare had run a quarter of the course while the tortoise was still crossing the starting line. He saw a stand ahead with a sign that said, "Free carrots for runners. Keep up your energy." He grabbed some as he ran by. He had no idea that the tortoise had drugged them. He took one bite and his legs went out from under him and he passed out. 3 days later, when he woke up, the tortoise was just crossing the finish line. The hare had lost the race. The hare complained to the judges that the tortoise had cheated and they agreed to another race. This time the hare insisted the length be 20 miles. At dawn the next day, they were both at the starting line. The starter waved his flag and the hare jumped out to a big lead. The tortoise's pit crew ran out. Within seconds, they had put racing goggles on the tortoise and wheels on his feet. They jacked up his shell and put a motor on his back. With a mighty vroom vroom, he took off, past the hare, and crossed the finish line just 3 minutes later, leaving the hare in the dust. He again complained to the judges, but they told him there was nothing in the rules that said the race had to be run by foot. He was so angry that he challenged the tortoise to a duel. Their seconds handed them each a pistol. They walked 10 paces and turned. The hare got off several shots, each one hitting the tortoise. But all they did was bounce off his shell. At this point, the tortoise could have easily killed the hare, but he took pity on him and shot him in the foot. Because of this wound, the hare could no longer run or even walk properly. He had to hop instead. Since they didn't want any more bragging, the forest authorities passed an ordinance from that day forward. All hares must hop and not run, and so they do.